Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Maurice Griffin is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to do what he loves and to see the way that the world is responding to it. Many of you have gotten to know him, of course, as an alum of the popular show on BET Sunday Best, but this summer he released a brand new album called Believer. We're going to be talking to Maurice not only about that album, but also let you hear one of the songs from the project and let you know how you can stay connected with him as well. Maurice, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, Cyrus, how you doing? And I'm glad to be on the show, man. I just want to say that everything that you're doing is awesome. I just want to appreciate you for even taking the time for having me.
Hey, look, man, the pleasure's definitely all mine. I'm really in awe of this album. I'm going to be writing my official review for Amazon later on this week. You know, Maurice, but I think, you know, the great thing about the Project Believer, and we can kind of begin the conversation here, is that you really, I think, take us into what so many of us are feeling these days, not only about, you know, how we feel about having a relationship with God, but also knowing what he's able to bring us through and what he's able to do on our behalf. When you look at your own journey, when you look at the, you know, the life that you've been able to live and the work that you've been able to do, what has it been like for you to see the way that God has really blessed you?
You know what? I appreciate everything that is going on in my life. I think that when you connect yourself away from, when you disconnect yourself away from all the things that you feel is necessary, which isn't producing or being productive in your life, and connect yourself to what is growth, what is ongoing, what is current or what is progressive, and it works for you, because everything that's ongoing or progressive is not good for everyone. But
right.
If it works for you, then you don't break that term. You don't break that cycle. And I've allowed myself to trust God enough to create this empire that God has allowed me to create as an independent artist. And I'm just grateful enough to be consistent in what God has allowed me to do on the road, and to come home and to still say, hey, I don't have a job and I haven't had one for 5 years, but I trust them enough to still see that I still have food on my table, I have a car, I have clothes on my back, you know, I can put gas on my tank, my bills are paid. And so it just takes me to a level of gratefulness to say, okay, this is what is happening for me. I need to stay in this season and just grow from here. So
wow.
All I can say is I thank God. You know, he's taken me from a drastic change to humble beginnings. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, you know, you bring up, I think, a key point, Maurice, and I'm so glad you used that word, because gratitude is something that, unfortunately, in the world we live in today, is not something that is in abundance. You know, when did you first realize the importance of that? Because, you know, we're kind of in this world that's kind of a me first, it's all about me type of thing. And there's also this whole thing, you know, about people are very quick to, you know, go into a pity party instead of being able to realize that sometimes the challenges we face are gearing us up for something greater. When did you realize that every day that you're living, every achievement that you've had is really part of that gratitude?
It was when I was homeless 6 months, and it's a little easier for me to talk about it now, because I began to be more comfortable in sharing it out of my disobedience. It was nothing that just happened. It was something that I chose to do, run away for 6 months. And the crazy part, it was in the wintertime of Chicago, so it wasn't the greatest idea, but I just wanted to – I wanted to show my parents that I could do it on my own and I could make it on my own, but reality really hit me and told me, and this is how you're going to make it, right here on the streets in the cold where you have nowhere to go, no one to talk to, ain't nobody going to pay attention to you, you know, and it just got to that place where it's like I had everything, and I thought because I had the gift, I was the only one that could sing in my family, and because I had the gift, everybody was saying my name, I could do whatever I wanted. And it got to that place of me having a big head, not realizing that Maurice, it was never about you. God gave you this gift so you can help other people. And so he had to take me through that stage of being homeless. And I'm grateful that he did, because it showed me that when I prayed to him, you know, because he has a way of steering you back towards him. And I said, God, if you give me a second chance, I'll serve you till the day I die. And he really opened my eyes. A man off walking down the street who was witnessing picked me up and said, hey, let me take you home, clean you up. And, you know, you want to see your family? I said, no. He said, well, you can't stay here. Yeah, I was sad. I was like, well, let me go on back outside. And before I knew it, my family was there. And because I denied them so much, it wasn't the fact that I hated them. It was the fact that I wanted to show them that I could make it. And I don't want them to see me like this. But I gave in, and they were there. And it was the happiest moment of my life. And that right then showed me that God can really answer your prayers if you're really genuine about it, and if you really love him. And so that right there was the focus point that gave me that idea that, you know what, I must be grateful. I have to be grateful, because they took me in as if I never left.
Right. Well, I tell you, that is the thing. And you know what, Maurice, you're sharing that, and I appreciate you sharing that in this platform here. I think it's going to help so many people, because there are so many other people out there who have been in a place where they feel as though, you know, God cannot reach them, or that they've gone so far that, you know, that God's voice is not there. I think what you just shared, you know, through your own life shows that he's always there. He's always there, you know, really waiting for us. You know, how has it been for you to know that your own personal story, though, has now been an inspiration to other people?
You know what? I have heard so much from different people, and that has been the gas that has kept me going on the road. I would get, you know, sidetracked and become a little depressed from here and now, because, you know, I'm not always in the limelight. I'm not always on TV like some of my other Sunday best friends. And, you know, I don't have a label, so I don't get all the extra perks. But, you know, those people that I thought I needed to look towards or look up to are not the ones that are on TV. These are the ones that are purchasing and buying my CDs. Those are the people that are famous. Those are the people that support me. And because of that, I keep going. There's one lady, she was stage 4 cancer. And because God allowed me to write my life story in a song, not saying that I told my story, but I hearted after what I did in the past, and so I pinned it down, you know. And so after doing that, and people were listening to my music, you know, one of the ladies said she was stage 4 cancer, and she said, because of your music, I kept it on repeat. She said she came out as cancer survivor, and it just broke me down, because you never know. I mean, this lady, she looked like she was like 300 pounds. She had full head of hair. She was happy. She wasn't walking on a cane. And in my head, I'm like, you're impossible to tell me that you are stage 4 because the way you look. And it just shows me that God is a miracle worker, and he can use anything or anybody. And I'm grateful that people like her come to me and inbox me on Facebook, or come to me and tell me, you know, in the way that they do, that my music has helped them change their lives. So, and it's
right.
All because I changed my life. You know, I determined and say, you know what, I'm going to go the way that God wants me to go.
Amazing. You know what, I think that is really the key for so many of us today. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with recording artist Maurice Griffin. We're talking to him not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share his music with the world and see the way that people are responding. You know, Maurice, what you just said is a great segue back into the album Believer, because that is really what you are, and that is what you are showing other people, you know, that they can be and what it takes to be that. Talk to us about this project. As I said, it was released this summer. You know, talk to us about what it's been like for you now to have the project out and to see the way that the songs are really speaking to people.
You know what? The songs are very dear to my heart. First song says, More Like You. Basically, it's self-explainable. God, I really want to be more like you. As a believer, that's what we desire. You know, another song called The Greatest. You know, as I talk and think about and dwell about how good he's been to me, because God has made us a promise and made us a covenant that he will forever be good to us. You know, it's only what we do to ourselves that we overburden ourselves. We're going to face trials and tribulations, but we have to understand and remember that God will forever be good to us. And so that's a song of tribute to God, you know, telling about his attributes. He's good. He's great. He's unbelievable. You know, he's believable. He's trustworthy. And so, this, of course, the song says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." It's going to start off with that because, you know, that's where I got it from. There's
right.
another song called "Hear Us." Song is forever awesome to me. I didn't write that song. Amante Lacey wrote it. It's my single, and the Lord has blessed me to have that song. It basically speaks to the hearts of the believers. Sometimes when we're going through, God will not answer your prayer right away. So sometimes we go through those phases where, God, do you hear us? It's just a decree and a declaration unto God saying, Lord, hear my heart, hear my cry. You know, let my worship, you know, kiss your face in this atmosphere. Come to me, speak to me, you know, those type of things. There's another situation that I've been in that has caused me to really be serious and it has motivated me to actually thrust in being, you know, dedicated to what God called me to. And he helped me pen this song called Rise Up Again. I was in a very devastating situation where everything around me was growing and I was just, you know, non-going. It was a pause. My whole life was just stuck. And I thought that was the end for me. I thought that, you know, I needed to just give up and die. But God said, you know what, write this song. And the song simply says, rise up again. You don't have to fail. You can make it to the end. And so it's very inspirational. And it's for the believers as well as the non-believers. This project, even Believer. Believer is a song that describes my situation when I was homeless, you know, how I wanted to do things my way, but God had me to go a different route, and then it turned me right back to him. And now I can decree and declare that I'm healed, I'm saved, I'm separated, I'm set apart, and I'm better now. I'm more better off now knowing that, you know, his grace is sufficient, knowing that his power, you know, it always prevails. And so this project, it spreads out. It's bigger than me, and it's not a racial CD. It extends to everyone. And
right.
And I'm excited to know that it can extend outside of the religious boundaries into just people who just believe in whatever
exactly.
they believe in, because it's not just a Christian perspective, it's also a natural perspective. There's things that people want to do, and they believe that because they don't have they quote unquote don't believe they have the resources, but they actually do. All they have to do is just reach up and grab them and keep going. And now I understand what it means to tell somebody, don't give up, because I'm glad I didn't, because now, like I said before, people are being changed because I said yes to God.
That is so true. That is so true. I'm going to talk about that online audience that is definitely following you as well, Maurice, here in a moment. But for those who have not heard it, here is the title song that Maurice just talked about from his new project. Here is Believer. We'll be back with our final moments with Maurice right after this.
Didn't know what it felt like to be found. From the past, from the hurt, from everyone. Wrapped in pain, filled with sin. Couldn't see myself, but others did. When people tried to help me out, I rejected their love, I fell and down. But somewhere, somehow, I found peace. Through a man named Jesus Christ the King. Now I believe I'm found.
Oh,
I'm a believer.
I believe
that yet sick and dreary, get to call upon his name, cause I wasn't worthy, no. But somehow, somewhere, I found through a man named Jesus Christ the King, and now I believe I'm found. Whoa.
Believer, of course, from Maurice Griffin, again, is making his first appearance on our program. It's from his album by the same name. We've been talking to Maurice not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share the platform that he has and to be able to share the lessons he's been able to learn along the way. That album is available now. We got it, of course, from our partners at Amazon.com. You guys can get it wherever you buy your music, digitally, of course. You know, Maurice, I want to go back to something that you said about how people are now being helped through your story. I mean, you have literally thousands that are connected with you online. What is it like for you to kind of have this online group that has really not only taken to your story, but also have showed you by their support how inspired they are by you?
You know, all I can say is it's truly God's grace. It's God's grace that has done this. You know, I'm a very determined, hardworking young man. I keep saying that I'm 18. I'm going to be 18 for the rest of my life. But I'm 28 finally. And so most people, you know, they didn't make it. But, you know, I'm grateful I'm still here. And just to be very persistent about how I operate online, it's a joy to know that, you know, when you put your mind to something and you invest into yourself, other people can see that, and it only grows. It only gets better, and so all I can say is I'm glad that I can invest in myself enough to see the result that it's producing towards all my fans, and I'm just grateful. I just want to say, fans, all the people, you guys that are listening, those that will listen, you know, I thank you. Now, I thank you forever. You will always be number one in my life because it's because of you I'm still here. I'm still here in the gospel presence.
Yeah. And you share, you know, so much of yourself with your audience, both through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, taking them on this journey, not only spiritually, but physically with you as well. And I think they appreciate that, you know, you're that connection that they feel with you, Maurice. And it's definitely something that comes through in the album as well. Again, everyone, Maurice Griffin has been our guest. You guys have gotten to know him, of course, from television, but also it's his music that I think is really speaking to people today. That album, again, is called Believer. It's available, of course, through iTunes, Google Play. Our partner, again, is Amazon.com. And make sure you guys are staying connected with Maurice online. You guys can find him at www.mauricegriffinonline.com, as well as, of course, find out about, you know, where he's going to be hitting the road. I saw him posting about on Facebook recently. Make sure you guys are staying connected with him. If you're interested in having him come to visit you, that information is also on his social media pages. Maurice, congratulations to you again, man, and we really appreciate the time today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, Cyrus, and hopefully I'll see you real soon.
All right, man. We'll be looking for you for sure. Again, everyone, Maurice Griffin, make sure you guys are staying connected with him. Again, that website is mauricegriffinonline.com is where you guys can go for more information about Maurice. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation today, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast of this conversation just a few moments after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb as well as twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the spaces that you'll find there. I want to thank our good friend Benita Bellamy from the Bellamy Group for setting up this conversation today. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.